Welcome. We are here today at the FC United of Manchester headquarters to interview General Manager Andy Walsh.
My name is Andy Walsh. I'm the General Manager of the club, and I've been the General Manager since we started in 2005. Prior to that, I was the Chair of the Independent Manchester United Supporters Association. And we successfully campaigned to stop Rupert Murdoch taking over Manchester United. And we'd also then been involved in the campaign to stop the Glazers taking over at Manchester United. When the club was established, we did so to counter the corporate takeover, the commercial takeover of the game. And we felt that it was necessary to have a club that was focused on the supporters and was democratically controlled by its supporters, with one member having one vote regardless of how much money they put into the club.
How does your work benefit the community?
How does our work benefit the community? We, as a company, as a football club, we are a community benefit society. And what that means is that our board and our staff have to deliver community benefit before we do anything else, before we put a winning team out on the pitch. And the way that we do that is we work with local community organisations, assessing their need and helping them fill gaps that they might have in their provision. We have an extensive community and education programme where we deliver projects mostly in partnership with other organisations, but also some projects that we deliver ourselves. We employ staff to go into the community and deliver everything from education through to coaching and healthy eating programmes, working with older people who might be isolated in their own homes. And we work with other agencies to help deliver that.
Hi, I'm Adam, and my question is there a Young People's Forum at FC United? If there is, what does it do? If there isn't, why not?
Hi, Adam. We don't have a Young Person's Forum. We have a youth section where our younger members come together to organise events that they want to attend and events that brings them together as a group, but not a forum as such. We found that young people can get involved with the club through its normal democratic processes, but it may be something that we look at in the future.
How could FC United work with the North Manchester Youth Panel?
We've been looking at how we can get involved with the North Manchester Youth Panel by encouraging more young people in the local area to get involved and have a say in the way that their community is organised. As a club, because of the community work that we do, we come across young people through that community work, and we're encouraging them to play a role in their local community and have a say in the democratic processes that control their lives.
What does the FC United first team do to develop sport amongst young people?
There's a number of things we do. Our players, you've met Adam this morning, our players are involved in our community work, and that encourages young people by showing that the players also care about them and care about the community, and they're not, as they are all too often portrayed in the press and we see in the professional game, only concerned with themselves. So the players that we have within our club are encouraged to get involved with our community work. If that's not possible for them because they may be working or other commitments might not allow, then we also encourage them at matches and at training to encourage young people to get involved in sport. A number of our players are qualified to coach a different number of sports. So it's not just about football. Not everybody can play or wants to play football. It's about encouraging people to play the sport that they enjoy and the sport that's suitable to them.
Please explain the philosophy of your club. What makes it special?
What makes it special? we think our club's special because it is member-owned and it's member-controlled. So the members decide the agenda and the philosophy of the club. And that philosophy is about putting supporters and the community at the heart of everything we do. It's a new model of football in this country. It's something which we've looked to football clubs elsewhere in other countries, such as Germany, where football plays more of a central role in the local communities. So it's something we're trying to encourage and try to champion here in England.
Hi, my name is Max. I'm 15 years old and I support football. My question is, how do you select your players?
Hi, Max. How do we select our players? The manager selects the players, and generally, players come to us, or he will identify a player who he thinks will be good for our club, and he will then ask that player if he wants to come and join us. Quite often, the players we already have in the squad will recommend other players, maybe friends of theirs or they've played with them before, to the manager. We also have a wide scouting network as well. So the manager made an appeal last year for supporters to come forward who wanted to help us find other players. So we've now got around about 15 or 20 supporters who regularly go and watch other matches to spot talent and to see players who might be suitable for our club, and they recommend them to the manager, and the manager then will make a decision on whether those people come to the club. We have a very extensive youth program, working with the local college. We have scholars at the local college who then come and play for our youth program. Our young team consists of players from 15 through to 21, and those players are future first team players. We don't run any teams below 16 years of age. We believe that it's best that we partner with other junior clubs in the local area and help them develop their talent, and if those players are then suitable at a later date, they can come and play for our club.
Where do you stand on racism?
Myself and the club are anti-racist. We believe that society is richer because of the diversity we have of the number of different races within our society. Manchester has been founded as a city on immigration and people coming in and to live here, work here, and put down their roots here. And we think that that makes Manchester very special, that it is such a rich city because of that social and cultural diversity, and helps us all have a better life and a richer community.
Hello, my name is Willie. I'm 17 years old and I also play football. How can you ensure your club is democratic?
Hi, Will. Firstly, through the way that our club is constituted, because of the rules and regulations we have as a club, that each member who joins has rights within that constitution to play a role within the club. And then secondly, to encourage that through getting more fans engaged with the club and going out and recruiting more people, so that the activities of the club and what we do here in the office and the decisions that the board take are open to examination and scrutiny by the members.
Why do you think your club is more democratic than others?
Again, the same answer, really. It's because of the way that we're constituted, and because we actively encourage people to get involved. All too often, firstly, most clubs aren't democratically organised, and those that are aren't as open as we are. We have four members' meetings a year. Our board members go to games and are regularly available for supporters to speak to them and meet them, and our supporters can contact the club at any time through the various communications channels that we have.
How do you plan to improve your club's league standing without losing its democratic nature?
Through the members making the decisions. I think that's very important that the members set that agenda. We've shown over the last 8 years that all the key decisions about the club are made by the members. Any decisions taken by the board are reported to the members on a regular basis. So if our democratic structure was threatened in any way, the members would know about it straight away, and therefore allows the board and the staff to be kept in check and scrutinised.
Do you think you have made any bad decisions on behalf of your club?
Loads. you can never make the right decision every time. Sometimes you do make mistakes. Bad decisions is probably a bit of a strong phrase, really. You know, there's you never you never get anywhere in life or in any organisation without taking some risks, and we've taken some risks in the past that haven't quite come off. But then you learn from that. And again, because of the way that we're structured, we learn together as a club rather than just as staff or board members.
Why does a democratic club need a general manager?
I've often asked that question myself. We need full-time staff, and because of the size of the club, it's required for the club to run efficiently that we have full-time staff, and somebody has to be the general manager to make the final decision in between board meetings. So that's my burden that I have to bear.
How did the decision to set up a democratic club come about?
As I explained earlier, the Glazers takeover in 2005 was too big a step for many of us. We felt that the only way that we were going to address the way that our club, Manchester United, was being sold off on the market was by withdrawing our custom, withdrawing our cash. So we took a strike, if you like. We refused to put cash into the Glazer business model to then make the decision to establish a democratic club to show that there is an alternative, that fans at the centre of the football club was what we wanted and that it could work. We were told that fans running football clubs was not possible, and we're out to show that not only is it possible, but it's also a better way for running football clubs. If the fans and the community at the centre of the football club, it's a very different focus, a very different atmosphere than if it's just about the directors or even the players and the cash that's involved.
What inspired you to become general manager of FC?
I was asked. When we had the first board elections, I was elected to the board, and we were overwhelmed really with the support and the amount of work that was involved in establishing the club. And I was the only person on the board at the time who was self-employed, and I was in a position to be able to take time away from that employment to spend 6 months as the general manager, the acting general manager. And after 6 months, we decided it needed to be a permanent post. So we then advertised the post. I applied for the job and was successful in getting the job. And I've been general manager ever since that time. I think FC United represents something far more than just the football team on the pitch. It's about making a stand where ordinary people can come together to fight for change within the game, fight for change in something that they believe passionately about. And there are all too often in society, people do not stand up. They'll sit and complain to their friends and their family, but then don't make a stand and don't do something about it. Our fans have shown that there are at least a few thousand people in Manchester who are willing to try and make a difference. Dankeschön. Okay.